Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. Nice to have you here. I love doing these shows because it gives me the opportunity to talk to so many interesting people. And today, we have one of the most interesting I've come across in a long, long time. You're going to find her fascinating, I can tell you that. And a lot of this is going to be based on intuition. I don't know. Do you focus on your own intuition? Do you listen to it? You know, intuition allows us to perceive existence beyond our most basic physical senses. Everything our senses are presented with is really an expression of energy. But as I understand it, most people really haven't developed the ability to perceive and experience the vastness of what this omnipresent energy is. Conventional science, I am led to believe, has only begun to scratch the surface of realizing and understanding what exists beyond our human senses. We're going to be talking a little bit about this kind of thing. We have a medical and energy intuitive as our guest today, and this is just an unbelievably fascinating subject. She has such an amazing background. And I want to tell you a little bit about her before we actually introduce her, because her name is Daniela Rambaldini. Daniela Rambaldini. She's based in Toronto, in Canada, and she has a practice called Earth, Moon, and Sun Energetics. Now, that really is quite a unique title, and you might wonder, well, what is that all about? Let me tell you a little bit about what she does and her background. Her credentials are the consequence of her following her dreams and pursuing her passions. She has a Bachelor of Science honors and a Master of Science degree in biology with specializations in zoology, certified holistic nutritional diploma, and an energy medicine practitioner certificate, and she's currently working on her diploma as a medical herbalist, which will expand on her previous studies in herbal medicine and ethnobotany. She's a wildlife conservation biologist. She researched marine mammals, bats, and turtles for many years, and after she began focusing her studies on human health and natural medicine, she interned at the Jingsu Provincial Hospital of Integrated and Traditional Chinese Medicine in Nanjing, China. She worked as a nutrition researcher for the Healthy Gourmet television show that you may have seen on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And she was the substantial editor, primary researcher, and a major writing contributor for the award-winning, best-selling book Meals That Heal Inflammation, which was published by Random House back in 2011 and then Hay House in 2012. She has an extraordinary academic and professional career, and she has, well, there's just too much to go into without getting everybody lost before we focus on the whole subject here. I want to bring our guest on because she is just totally amazing, and I'd like to introduce her to you now. Her name is Daniela Rambaldini. Daniela, welcome. Nice to have you with us here on CUTV News Radio today. How are you?
Hi, Doug. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I'm doing fantastic, and I'm very excited to connect with everyone who's listening. Thank you for having me on the show.
We're so interested in having you on, and I really think, rather than my reading a whole list of things about what you've done and what your practice is, let me just ask you, what is your practice, Earth, Moon, and Sun Energetics, all about? Let me get this from your own words rather than me telling everybody. Talk to me about it. What do you do?
Sounds great. So in a nutshell, my dedication to the world and in this lifetime is to help people to live in the most vibrant way, in the most empowered way, joyfully, healthfully, and not only in their own selves, but also to then expand that joy within themselves and that love and gratitude within themselves, to respect and revere everything around them. So when I was a young child, when I was 3 years old, my soul consciousness awoke within my being and my mind. And without conscious intention, I expanded and contracted into a very heightened state of consciousness. In yogic sciences, it's called samadhi. Some other people might call it transcendental meditative state. I don't really know what to call it, and it doesn't really matter to me. I just know that it was the most profound experience that I had, and then I had multiple experiences from that and lived my entire life based on what I perceived. And I recognized and remembered and perceived everything that might be called a universal truth of our reality. So I felt at one with what is the creative force that animates and that creates everything, and that is this existence, and recognized and knew that this being that I am is only a physical body, and that this name I have, Daniela Rambaldini, is just a label for the body that my soul was expressed through for this incarnation. So the truth of what I am is infinite. The truth of what everything is infinite. And it recurs across many experiences that we might call incarnations. And they're not always necessarily incarnations. I remembered existing as pure consciousness. So no mind, no body, no boundaries, no labels. And that everything was a creation of my intention and of my will. And that we all have this will within us. Everything that I was experiencing, I knew that it wasn't only true for me, it was true for everyone and everything. So I remembered arising from that seed or core of existence, which is what people call God or source, or some people refer to it as just the universe, but it's actually a force that animates. It's the essence that we all are. And I felt and knew that it was my ultimate origin and my ultimate home, to which I will return once I have chosen to no longer experience this self, me, my soul, as an individual. And I also understood that at some level, I just became that force, but that it was also beyond me in another way. So in this experience, it's beyond words, truly. But when I came out of that state, I was just so fascinated and in love with everything. Like I said, it was a remembering for me. It wasn't new for me. It felt so true and real. And I wanted everyone to, and to a certain extent, I thought already everyone had understood this. And so I love this existence and creation, and I'm so grateful for it. And I do everything that I can to make it the most powerful experience for myself as I possibly could. And as I grew up, I started to realize that other humans weren't living this way. And it broke my heart and it confused me. I really didn't understand how people were so disconnected from how beautiful this life is and what potential they are and how gorgeous they are at their very core. And I started to really ask myself how I could help to teach people to connect to that love and connect to that essence within themselves so that they can feel that exuberance. So I've done it through many different ways. Sometimes my teachings were effective and other times not so much. And what I'm doing now is I'm offering myself through this practice of earth, moon, and sun energetics and offering the gifts that I was born with and that were awakened in that experience that I had when I was 3 years old, the gift of understanding this existence and of also perceiving beyond what other people are able to perceive.
Well, that sounds pretty, no question, it's pretty amazing, and especially the way you put it. I think to bring this down to what our audience would like to know is really what you do. And I understand you offer medical and energy intuitive scans and spirit readings, and also you utilize energy medicine. And as you put it, you'll find more detailed information about this by looking on your website there, because you go into it pretty deeply. What is this? You're helping to elevate the human experience, right?
Yes. So what I do is I read. Yep. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. One of the things you do live readings. You do medical and energy intuitive scans. I would like you to explain that. What is a medical and energy intuitive scan? And then you also do spirit reading. That's something different.
Yes.
explain to me what that is. Okay?
So, yes, definitely. So, as anyone who has a very heightened intuitive skill can perceive beyond what the basic physical senses can perceive. And what you're basically perceiving is different forms of energy. So even when we perceive things through our eyes or ears, et cetera, we're still perceiving certain vibrations. What I'm able to do is perceive the energy field of a person. So essentially, the energy field is what the vibration that emanates from a person or from any being, from everything around us, from the entire existence, because we're not just flesh and bones bodies that operate simply as a result of, you know, chemicals interacting with each other. That's what we're told, and that's not entirely true. So I'm able to perceive what those vibrations are. Now, essentially, everything that a person thinks, feels, and does, both in this lifetime and in other incarnations, vibrates in that energy field, and it gets programmed there. It stays there, and it's recorded, and I'm able to read that story in the same way that someone might read a book. So what I'm able to do is to perceive and recognize things that a person, even though they are the energy field, even though they are in their own body and mind, that they may not be able to see, perceive, understand, and be aware of. And so I help them to become aware of that. So when I do a medical intuition scan, I'm focusing mostly on examining physical symptoms that are creating health imbalances in the body. Energy intuition, it's the same process, but I'm focusing more on emotional, psychological, and spiritual aspects of the life story. Now, I combine both of these because they're both important. Physical imbalances are rooted in emotional and psychological and spiritual aspects of your life story, and they reflect it as well. So it's really all one package. To examine only one or the other would be very incomplete. So this is where I'm essentially reading you like a book, and then I let you know what's there, and then we talk through and work through different natural ways that you can bring your physical body into balance if there's any sort of imbalance presenting, support your emotional and psychological experiences, and help you to recognize certain patterns of how you're living and how you're creating your experience and how you're perceiving things that, if you don't bring awareness to it, we'll keep cycling over and over again. We'll basically end up, until we learn how to shift out of a certain pattern, we basically live life in the same way over and over again. And it becomes cyclical, and it becomes not beneficial, not because the patterns themselves are not very beneficial, though sometimes they're not, but what is most damaging, let's say, is that there isn't an awareness and a full choice of how life is being lived. Spirit readings are similar in this and different. similar in the sense that I'm also perceiving your life and yourself beyond the physical. However, as a spirit reading, what I'm doing is I'm communicating with other forms of consciousness, what we might call other spirits or guides, and I communicate with them and bring forth answers to questions that a person might have. So they can ask a question about what's going on in their life, and I will commune with spirit and see what perspectives spirit guides have. And then energy medicine is where I call it energy medicine only because I don't have a better label for it, but it's not very descriptive, I think. This is where I manipulate your energy field. So while I can also read it, I will also manipulate it, and I'll help to clear certain blocks and shift it. And once you start to shift how energy flows through your field and through your system, then fundamentally, because this is the core and the seed from which our physical body and our mental experience expands and emanates from, then I'm essentially shifting how all of that works. Now, that can take a little bit of time, depending on what that, you know, how long a certain energetic pattern has been presenting. It's similar to changing the way a river flows. So if a river was always flowing along a certain path and you want to change it, depending on how much water and how deep the riverbed is, depends on how long and you know how much it would require to divert that river. So that's sort of an analogy for how I shift energy in your system, and I do that primarily telepathically to do that.
All right. Well, you've raised a lot of subjects here. I want to ask a couple of questions. First off, who do you do this for? The individuals come to you for these readings. For what reason? Are they being bothered by something? Are they ill? Or what brings them to you to get a reading or to get a medical and energy intuitive scan? What brings them to you?
So I have clients who come to me for primarily two reasons. One is the group of people who are feeling physically ill and really want to get a better and more profound insight as to what's happening, because other practitioners may not have been able to give them the answers they were looking for. And so they want to know a little bit deeper what's going on in their system. And then the other group of people are those who come primarily from curiosity, from a place of curiosity and seeking guidance. So they may be relatively healthy and not have very, you know, prominent challenges in terms of physical health or even emotional health, but they're confused. They just want guidance, or some of them just want to know more about life. And these aren't really two distinct groups, because there's each of those people, even those who come to me and are experiencing sometimes very chronic and deep physical imbalances, they are coming to me and not going to another practitioner who doesn't explore the spiritual aspects of health and disease, what we might call disease. They're coming to me because they have questions about life, because they want guidance that is beyond the physical and beyond what, let's say, most practitioners can offer. And I've worked with people from all sorts of walks of life. I've worked with medical doctors. I've worked with lawyers and businessmen and entrepreneurs and students and scientists and mothers and fathers, children. I've worked with animals. I've worked with clergy and spiritual teachers and healers. So I see everyone as a human. So whatever it is that a person does, I connect to them at the level of their humanity.
Do you find that you are able to help these people who come to you, these clients who come to you, who may be suffering from some sort of physical ailment, and I'm not quite sure what the ailment would be, could be almost anything. Do you find you're able to help them, to help cure them, to help them get better?
Yes, for sure, and that's what's very inspiring and beautiful about the work that I do. Truthfully, the people who I've helped the most are the ones who are committed to themselves, the ones who don't lean on another person or a supplement or just something outside of themselves as a crutch. So those people who have had the most, I won't call it miraculous and I won't call it curing or healing, because, you know, on one level that's not legal, but on another level, it's not me who's doing the healing. It is the creative force within the person who is the healing force. And I help to guide it, and I help to teach and empower people how to work with that healing force within them. So I've helped people, and it's, like I said, it's the most beautiful part of what I do and of connecting with people. I've helped people transform their lives. I've had a lot of people say that, you know, just something I said or did, or just my presence and my guidance or an energy clearing has really transformed their physical state, their emotional state, and just how they live their lives. So I've helped people to resolve chronic symptoms of anxiety, of digestive problems, of depression, of physical ailments, so where, like, there's literally physical injury in the body, chronic inflammation and associated conditions that come with that. And I've also, like I said, I've also worked with animals and children. So I also extend my insights and my gifts to help people live with their adults, animals and children, and children to live and animals to live with their adults, because they're all reflecting each other. So I've helped animals as well in terms of digestive issues and immune system problems. And yeah.
This is amazing. To do this, is this all in the mind, the way you help them? I mean, you're not using medications. You're not giving them drugs. And I assume you're not doing something where you're putting your hands on their body, because you do a lot of this by telephone. You can't. How are you doing this? What is it you're doing?
So the mechanics of it are very interesting, and it really I think on a lot of levels, we don't all fully have the concepts to understand what's happening. And quantum physics is starting to explain a little bit more what might be called the unified field. So because my experience of existence is that of unity, I see and perceive and experience everything as myself. So when I can, what I do is I tap into someone's field, and it's almost like everyone has a certain energetic signature, has a certain address, and I tap into that, and then I can essentially, I don't literally embody the person's energy field. However, through my intentions, once I'm connected and tapped in, whatever intentions I have then get transferred to this energy field. So if the intention is simply to read, then I can perceive it. It's like I have the key to unlock the door or to unlock the book to read it. And then I also have the key to edit the book in certain ways, at least the upcoming chapters, not so much the past chapters. I manipulate those in a different way. Like I said, the mechanics of it is really based in the concepts of unified field theory, where everything is one continuous field, varying vibrations, and you just find whatever vibration or resonance you want to connect with, and then you can impact whatever is existing at that resonance or at that vibration. I do also recommend, like I said, the clients who do thrive the most and who do transform the most are the ones who take my recommendations. So I do give recommendations on nutrition, herbs to use and not use, lifestyle, how to drink, certain energetic practices for a person to do at home every day, and also certain personal practices in terms of how to perceive yourself and start to deepen your own self-awareness and in how you interact with the world. So it's really a combination, and it's pretty much teamwork. It's me as the guide and teacher, the client as the one who's actually committing to making the changes, and the healing force, the creator, that the client is allowing to do the healing work for him or her. It's really that profound and complex and intricate.
Wow. I have to ask you about live readings, because I know you do these readings. You can do this in person if they're with you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to point out, our guest is Daniela Rambaldini. She's in Toronto. So if you're in the Toronto area, you can actually go see her. But for those who are listening who may be in California or New York or Florida or wherever, she will do these live readings with you on the phone or through an online video call. Tell me what you do in those live readings. What's that about?
Okay. So it ends up feeling like a seamless conversation. So much like you and I talking, I'll perceive things beyond what a person is perceiving in his or her own self. And it's a discussion with a focus on you, on a focus on the client. And any questions that you might have, you can ask. And even if you don't have questions, you can just sit and I'll tell you about you. I'll tell you about what I perceive and what is very prominent. And a lot of it is stuff that you may be partially aware of, and a lot of it may be stuff that you're not ready to face, that you might feel you don't know how to work through. And it can be a very, very deep and emotional and profound experience to start to bring back or uncover certain stories or memories and feelings that have been very, very long, sustained in your system, in your mind, in your body. Oftentimes we have physical ailments that we don't recognize are linked and that started as a result of an emotional experience that wasn't very happy, and our body recorded it. So it can be a very, very intense conversation, but it's very simple. There's nothing that a person needs to do to prepare. You just simply need to be and allow yourself to be present and allow yourself to listen and receive to whatever is being presented and to engage. So it's really, like I said, very, very simple and a simple conversation.
Well, 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 well. I know you do, in addition to live readings, you do in-depth readings, which you describe as kind of an owner's manual to understanding yourself. You also do these in-depth readings for children and for youth. And you do this for, you said, well, you wouldn't do it for someone 2 months of age, but you do it up to 19 years of age and anywhere in between there. And you say they're just as valuable for the young-bodied spirits themselves as well as for their parents. Time keeps flying by. I could talk to you for an hour and a half here on all of these things that you're doing. Tell me about energy clearing sessions. What do you do there?
Okay. For sure. And I'll just quickly interject that working with children and youth is my passion and really, truly the reason and the inspiration that I started my practice, because I see how much love there is in families between children and their parents, and yet how much miscommunication can turn into a lot of pain for both over many years. And there's just so much misunderstanding. And I've always wanted to bring more joy and an understanding and awareness to all of them. So it's really my passion and what I want to do.
Let me ask you a quick question. We talked about this early on before we went on there. I wanted to ask you, give me an example of a client who's come to you that after working with you for a while, they've gotten better, or they've learned something, or what they've gotten out of these sessions with you. Success stories is what I call them. Give me an example of a success story.
For sure. Probably one of my favorite success stories is a young woman who I met almost randomly, and she was very confused. She had so much potential and so many gifts, such a lovely woman, and very young. She was in her 20s, and she was just really confused, just couldn't make decisions for herself, was still relying on, very dependent on her parents, and was feeling very frustrated and rather depressed about it as well. And for many months, we worked through a lot of things, physical ailments, a lot of psychological things, a lot of digestive issues, anxiety, and recurring patterns and thought patterns that she couldn't get out of her head. And, I kept wondering, how do I access her? How is it that she's not, we're both speaking English. How is it that I can speak her language? So she shifted a little bit through our readings. She came to be aware of a lot, and she just didn't know how to implement it. So she grew enormously in terms of awareness, but then she felt a little stuck. Okay, now how do I implement it all? I recognize this. I just don't know how to take it all on. And so we started to do energy clearings, and in three energy clearings, she completely transformed to the point where now she's independent and doing fantastic things with her life, and no longer has the same recurring sense of being stuck. There were just some elements that were old and karmic and so rigid within her that she didn't know how to move past them. So that's how the live readings and the in-depth readings and the energy clearings work hand in hand, because if I were to only do one or the other, then it's again, a little incomplete. Not everyone has the same ability to hear something about themselves and understand how to implement it in their life. And at the same time, if I were to work on someone energetically, not everyone has that same level of awareness and sensitivity to say, oh, I feel different now, and so I'm going to continue to live and make choices in a different way that's more empowered. So they work hand in hand.
Listen, this is just such a fascinating subject. We've almost run out of time, Daniela. I want everybody to know our guest has been Daniela Rambaldini. Her practice is called Earth, Moon, and Sun Energetics. She's based in Toronto. If you're in the Toronto area, you can contact her direct. But here's her website. Make note of this. Energeticsofconsciousness.com. Again, energeticsofconsciousness.com. Consciousness.com. That's how you can learn much more about her, and there is much more to find out and discover. We simply have not had time to go into everything here. And she'll tell you there on the website how to get in touch with her. Fascinating subject. Daniela, thank you for taking the time to be with us. This has been amazing. Okay?
Thank you so much, Doug. It was my honor. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. Another one of those amazing individuals out there that we love to talk to. See you next time. Have a great day.